USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump is back in court Thursday for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Afterwards, Trump said this case is nothing more than a way to keep him off the campaign trail. The lawyer who represented the two women central to Donald Trump's New York trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, stated that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. On the stand Thursday, Davidson emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Early Thursday morning, Los Angeles police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Meanwhile, Columbia University has announced that all classes and final exams will be conducted remotely for the remainder of the school year. The White House is standing by President Biden's recent remarks in which he referred to U.S. allies Japan and India as xenophobic. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that the president was making a broader statement about how immigrants contribute to the strength of nations.
It is important for us to remember that we are a country of immigrants. I'm explaining what he was talking about and how he was what he was focusing on in those comments. Country of immigrants, it makes us stronger. It is important to be very clear about that.
Biden made the comments during a campaign fundraiser Wednesday, grouping the countries together with China and Russia. He attributed their economic challenges to a reluctance to accept immigrants. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel and Hal Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams located a missing construction vehicle, and the body was recovered from inside. One bridge worker is still missing. The reconstruction of the Key Bridge is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedfeld informed the Baltimore Sun and Washington Post on Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added that the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased from Wednesday, with AAA reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices at the pump with an average of $5.37 per gallon. Conversely, the lowest average price can be found in Mississippi at just $3.12 per gallon. Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers can claim a Southwest Love voucher if their flight is canceled or delayed within a week of departure or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned. Vouchers are not applicable, however, if the flight is affected by other factors like weather. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.